Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about the effect of financial independence and how it brings out the real you. And now we've spoken before about getting out of debt as part of the personal development process, which it almost always is, and how the nature and effect of being debt-free and then entering into that phase between being debt-free and being actually financially independent, which I would call financial contentment. And we've spoken about all of that before, so check out the previous podcasts and articles for that. And of course the book, Validation, Sabotage, and Freedom, which I also just call it the money book. Check that one out. And now we want to talk about what happens when you actually get to that phase of your financial life where you are actually financially independent. We'll talk about what that means. How do you know when you've got there? And the effect that has on you, which is the really interesting part, the nature and effect on you, and therefore on your life and how you're living your life. That's what makes money interesting, I think, is actually the nature and effect of it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Before we get started, a quick shout out to new listeners in Seattle, Washington. Welcome. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the link in the show notes and let me know. Let me know what's going on in your world, what you're experiencing, what you've learned, and how I can help. So, the effect of financial independence. First, I think we need to set the stage here. What do I mean by financial independence? A lot of people would define this in a lot of different ways. Some people will say, oh, well, the average American needs, I don't know, $2 or $3 million to be considered financially independent. But the average American doesn't exist. None of us are average. There is no normal. So what does that mean? Financial independence is a measure of your net worth. Your net worth, and you've probably heard this before, but just in case you haven't, I want to make sure this is complete here. Your net worth is a number where you take all of the positive accounts that you have, right? How much money do you have in your checking accounts and your savings accounts, your investment accounts? Also, what value, if you own a home, what is its value, market value today? If you own a vehicle, what is it worth, honestly, today? And be very honest about these. Don't overinflate the value of things that you own, because we know we can tend to do that. So you take all of the cash that you have, the investments that you have, the value of those, the values of any sort of major object that you own, house, car, maybe a boat. I wouldn't necessarily include things like the value of jewelry, because it's actually very, very hard to liquidate. It's actually very hard to actually extract the full value of that. So I don't include things like jewelry and electronics in a net worth calculation. I just don't, because you're never going to get the value out of those that you put into them, like at all. So I count things like a house, because you can sell it at value, a car, you can sell it at value. So I would include houses and cars, bank accounts, investment accounts. So that's on your positive side. And then you have your negative side. Negative side, you have to list out all of the debts that you owe. Do you have a mortgage on that house? How much is still due on that mortgage? That's a negative. Do you have payments on that car? How much is still due on that car? That's a negative. Do you have a student loan? Do you have, you bought a cell phone and you put it on payments. How much more do you have left on that? These are all debts. These are all negatives. So you list all your positives and you add them up. Then you list all your negatives and you add them up. And you see what is the difference, right? All your positives minus all your negatives. That is your net worth. Some people make the mistake of they add up all the positives, but they didn't remember the negatives, right? Oh, my house is worth $500,000. Yes, but you have a $500,000 mortgage on it. So that net is zero, right? There's no actual net worth value for you there. So you take all of your positives and you subtract all of your negatives, and that is your total net worth. So financial independence is a number. It's a value of your net worth. Well, okay, so now that you know how to calculate your net worth, at what point would you say that your net worth has reached this magic number of financial independence? Well, it depends. So we've talked before about the magic number. Let's go through that real quick. Your magic number isn't going to look like anybody else's. So keep that in mind. Your magic number may be more or maybe less. But here's the quick refresher on how you calculate that. And if you haven't calculated that number yet, do it. Do it right now. So your magic number is based on how much do you need per month to live happily, to do the things that you enjoy doing, not to live miserably, not to just get by, not to survive, but to actually enjoy life. Well, that depends on what you enjoy, doesn't it? If your idea of a good time is a hike in the woods, well, that doesn't really cost anything. If your idea of a good time is a lavish mansion, that's going to cost a lot more. So you actually figure out what it would cost per month to sustain your ideal life, wherever in the world that may be, whatever in the world that might look like, and really throw the doors wide open to what that ideal life is like. So what does your ideal life look like? What would that cost per month? Multiply that by 12 to get what would that cost per year. And then multiply that by about 1.2 to 1.4, depending on what state you live in, for taxes. So that gives you your pre-tax number per year. You take that number and multiply it by 25. Why? Because there's a very old rule of thumb, and I get it. It may be a little outdated now, maybe not as relevant now. You might need a lot less, actually, but this is the most conservative estimate. Multiply it by 25, because you can live on 4% of your net worth for the rest of your life and never run out of money. Just living off your stack of cash and its investment potential. Forever. And in most cases, end up exiting this existence with more money than you had when you were first financially independent. So you can live off of 4% of your net worth forever. 4% per year. So figure out that number, that's your magic number. And you work and you save and you invest and you work and you save and you invest. It's not sexy, but it works. And you save and invest everything you can. And this is after you've gotten out of debt, because that helps. It gives you more to save and invest. And at some point, your net worth is going to hit that number. You're going to look at your net worth, and a really fun way to track that is, and no, they didn't pay me to say this, but I actually really like an application called Mint, mint.com. It's an Intuit product. It's free. And if you can summon the courage to link your bank accounts and trust them, which I have for years. It has a really beautiful tracking of all your expenses, your budgets, and your net worth. So you can watch your net worth grow. Very exciting. So when your net worth hits that number, whatever your number is, you are financially independent. What does that mean? Independent. It means you don't need anyone for money. You don't need a job for money. You, at that point, you no longer do for money. Money does for you. That's the key. You don't need a job. You don't need an income. Your net worth invested will provide you an income for the rest of your life. And you can spend your time doing whatever the heck you want to spend your time doing, whether or not it pays, whether or not it creates an income, because it doesn't matter. You have an income. Your net worth is your provider. You are your own provider. You don't need a job. You don't need an income. Means you don't need anyone's approval. You don't need anyone to like you. Now it gets interesting. So this nature and effect of financial independence, once you achieve it, is profound. If you have not achieved it, when you're working up to it, you imagine that getting there is one big party. And it is, and you should celebrate. You totally should go have a big party. But it's so much more than that. It's not just, woo, you know, oh no. There is so much more to how it affects you psychologically, spiritually, energetically, you know, across your whole life. You stop giving a fuck what anybody thinks. You don't have to, oh, well, let me watch what I say because I need my boss to like me. I need my coworkers to like me. I need these people to like me, those people to like me. I need my customers to like me. Not anymore. You don't have to care what anybody thinks. Huh. What are you going to do then? I mean, everybody these days will say, oh, you need to not care what people think. But the truth is, if you need an income, you need to care what your boss thinks. You need to care what your customers think if you run a business. They are the boss. There are people, until that point, there are people that you do actually need to care what they think. And everybody else, you know, whatever. But these people, until you are financially independent, are the crux of your income. You better care. But once you are financially independent, you don't have to care. You no longer will depend on the kindness of your managers, your customers, and so forth. Because before, you needed the money. But now you don't need anything from anyone. And you will find yourself much more ready to be you. So it becomes a time of discovering and expressing your true self. See, and you thought this was just money. No. Money is never about money. Money is always about psychology, spirituality, personal development, your relationship to yourself. So being in this stage of your money, you get to figure out who you are and really express the full scale of your true self. And it looks like this. So you might see a straight-laced corporate executive with a conformist haircut turn into a long-haired, motorcycle-riding, tattoo-sporting free spirit who spends his time helping charities and delighting sick children. You might see your old work colleague turn in that pantsuit and conformist makeup to become a flamboyant artist or peace guru. All right, that was me. So you see, the persona that we craft for our work and career life is rarely the whole story. We might take an authentic fraction of ourselves. You know, we're not usually like lying. We are bringing our true self to work, but we're bringing a fraction of our true self to work. We only show that. Why? Well, in order to fit in, to secure our income, maybe to climb the corporate ladder. But what if you didn't need anyone's approval? It's more than a matter of designing your preferred lifestyle. So up until this point of actually reaching financial independence, you wanted to get there. Why? Well, you wanted to get there so that you could live your ideal lifestyle. Yeah, and you should. But it's about a lot more than that, isn't it? You want to get there so that you have the opportunity to explore and express the full truth of whoever you are and whatever you are here to do. I can't do that now? No, you really can't, can you? Now, if your full truth is something that's entirely socially acceptable, then yeah, sure, you can do that now. If your full truth is a little bit on the fringe, well, you might be holding back, but financial independence will allow you to actually explore that and express that. It's about being your full 100% self. Let me give you some examples. What would you wear just on an average day if you didn't care what anyone thought? Would you wear that to work right now? Well, some places you work have uniforms, right? So obviously you wouldn't, but some places you have a choice of what to wear. You choose it carefully, don't you? How would you do your hair if you really actually didn't care what anyone thought? Would you have tattoos? Would you have piercings? Would you have makeup? Would you use that makeup in an unusual way or a different way? Or is there something you've always wanted to try? If you really didn't care what anyone thought, what do you really want to spend your time doing? What really actually lights you up? What's your purpose here in this life? And can you live it? Can you spend your time doing that? Whatever that is. What do you want? That's what it comes down to. Just you. Not you beholden to other people. But just you. If other people's opinions didn't enter into it at all, if other people's opinions didn't matter and had no effect on you at all, what would you want to do with yourself, with your time? It's heady stuff. And most people, they go a little wild in the beginning when you hit that number. you know, another way that people express that magic number, that financial independence, they call it fuck you money. They have enough money to tell anybody else to fuck off. I don't care. And they go a little crazy. It's a really fun stage. It's a stage of experimentation. It's finding yourself. Now, I bet you had no idea that your money and your self-expression were so closely linked. But they are. This is an amazing time to explore you, your purpose, and what you really want from this life. And you thought it was just money. No, money's never just money. Money is an extension of ourselves. It's a symptom, it's an expression. But eventually, when you get to this stage of financial independence, it's an enabler. It flips around, right? It's a time when you don't have to do for money, money does for you. And that is the best way I can explain it. There was a time when I had been in this space of financial independence for a little while, but I was still raising children, and my youngest son asked me one day, "Mom, what do you do? I said, "I do whatever I want to do. I write books, I make art, I make music, I help bring people closer to themselves. I'm working for world peace, one person at a time." He's like, "Mom, I need something simple that when my friends say, "Hey, what does your mom do?" I can tell them a job that you do." He's like, "No, like what I mean, Mom, is like, what do you do for money?" And I thought about it and I said, "Well, I don't do for money. Money does for me." And it blew his mind, because the concept of money doing for you is not something that we are taught as we're growing up. We're always taught about what we do for money. What if instead money does for you? The profound effect that this has on your ability to explore and express your 100% self, your purpose here on this earth. And therefore, because you can be 100% you, and because you can pursue your true soul's purpose, it's a blissful and wonderful life. So money doesn't buy happiness, but it does buy the opportunity to figure out what is your happiness. And it does buy the opportunity to live according to your truth. And that is where that joy comes from. So, financial independence, it is so damn worth it. Calculate your magic number. Save and invest, save and invest, save and invest. And no excuses, because I have seen teachers and firefighters and local level public servants who you would think don't make the kind of salary to get there, or when they get there. You just have to choose to do it. So I challenge you. Get on that journey, because it's going to be an accelerant for the rest of your journey. Let me know what questions come up around this. I am not a financial advisor. I do recommend that when you get to the financial contentment stage and you're starting to really invest seriously, go get yourself a wealth manager. And we've talked about that before. Do the research. Get a good one, because God knows if you get a bad one, things get really ugly. But get a good wealth manager or get smart yourself, one or the other, whichever you're willing to do. But do the work to get there. And let's see where it takes you. As always, let me know how I can help, and I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.